We're in the middle of doing a closure call, and I know everyone probably just wants me to get right into reading the answers from the emails and hopefully get some resolution here.
I'm fired
so
up.
So you're going to give us what we want?
Well,
please.
First, before we do that, we just have to fill other people in on what's going on, because if any listeners are just joining us,
late to the party.
we're in the middle of a closure call hoping to help out Sophia to figure out why her best friend in college, named Aubrey, basically stole her college boyfriend right out from under her.
Literally.
She did it.
She found them hooking up on their couch senior year, and that instantly ended the friendship. Now, 6 years later, she found out Aubrey is engaged to that same guy, and Sophia has spent all this time with a million questions in her head, wondering why, what, how, but doesn't have the right words to ask. So she's been working with our producer, came up with four questions that we've sent to Aubrey, and Aubrey has responded.
The questions aren't what, wait, what, why.
Yeah. We'll find out in just a second.
Oh, you won't even give us that.
But Sophia, I mean, how are you feeling right before we read these to you? You doing okay?
I'm stressed and nervous about what I'm going to hear, but I'm also really looking forward to hopefully getting answers.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely going to close the book on that relationship, hopefully for you forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, now's the time that everybody's been waiting for and pressuring me to get to.
Yes. Finally!
Let's get to these questions and answers.
The good part!
Yeah.
Question one that we sent. I've spent years being confused and angry at you, and I've never even heard the full story of what happened that night when I came home and found you and Danny on the couch.
Do you want the whole story?
Thank you.
I mean, these are these questions that I don't know that you really want the answer to.
This is the question that she has worked with our producer to come up with.
Can we ask the questions we want?
Do you want me to go back and take back the email?
As long as the next question isn't how was it?
She didn't ask that. We asked, I just need to know why and how this happened.
Okay.
Sophia, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Aubrey wrote back.
No time is a good time.
She said, well, I'll be 100% honest with you. That was not the first time.
Come on. What was not shocking news? I mean, did you see that coming, Sophia?
Not really, but that really sucks because now I want to know, like, when and how long and,
There is more to what she wrote back. She said, we had been meeting up secretly for a few months before. It all started when he was complaining about how he thought you weren't a good listener.
And now we just put the blame on Sophia? Yikes.
So she continues, so I stood up for you, and somehow my shirt came off.
She did not say that.
That's what she said. I'm reading it verbatim in here.
Are you being serious?
She says, I'm sorry that happened, but we were young and stupid, and I wish it wouldn't have cost us our friendship.
Oh, man, I wish girls would talk to me like that. Just magically clothing just pops off.
Are you okay, Sophia?
I'm half shocked, half disgusted, how fake of a friend are you?
It must feel so much worse knowing now that they were going back behind your back for so long.
That's awful.
It's like a full-blown affair.
Well, literally. Maybe we'll feel a little bit better after we do question two, because the second one we sent was, out of 100%, how much is Danny to blame for what happened? Danny, her ex-boyfriend. Aubrey wrote back, I don't want to get into numbers, but Danny definitely initiated things between us. And if you remember, I was going through my, quote, big promiscuous streak at that time. Is that true, Sophia?
She was having it up a little bit, not going to lie.
Wish I met girls during these
senior
years. I'm telling you, college, dude.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Anyway,
I wasn't accepted there.
Aubrey finishes, she says, so I was weak. I'll admit, though, after the first time, I felt bad, but not bad enough to stop.
She's definitely being honest. We can tell that, right?
It sucks. But they did have a connection. I mean, that may make it feel worse to you, Sophia. They're engaged now.
Like,
I don't know if that helps.
I mean, if they're engaged, that's why I've been, trying to come to terms with it the best I can. Because I was like, well, damn, if they really have that good of a connection that now they're getting married, I kind of understand, you know what I mean? They, everyone deserves love, but it's just I still think she's a friends for doing that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and it just that takes
was,
such a
That
strong...
was really what we got into in the third question.
Okay.
We sent her, do you realize how much you hurt me? I've spent years being all up in my head about this. Like, what do you have to say to me?
Ooh, she better Call come back out. With something good.
This is really her question. Chance to, like, fall on her sword here and apologize for what she did. And
well, it's like it affects all of Sophia's relationships from then on, too. Mm. You know, it's not just that relationship.
So Aubrey responded saying, I've already said I'm sorry.
Ooh!
Ooh. Dang,
get
Aubrey.
Out of here! She deserves this guy.
She did not say that. She literally never apologized.
She said, I don't know what else you want to hear from me. Do I feel bad? Sure.
Sure!
She says, I did, but I got over it.
I'm glad you did.
She says, I hope that you can do the same. Like, what was it? A 4-month college relationship? It's not the end of the world.
Some
if she was in front of me right now, I literally would punch her in the face. That is so wrong. Don't do that to a friend.
She could be listening. God. She could be listening, so take that.
Yep.
That was free. Well, not for me. One of the girls should do it.
Well, I know we're running a little bit short on time here, so let's get to the last question that we sent, which was, I heard you and Danny are engaged now. Yeah. Do you truly love him? Like, feel like you and him were meant to be?
Oh my gosh. Okay,
I mean, it could
please.
Be. Honestly, it could be that she's just pushing it just because she feels so guilty. Well, at least that's what I thought before that last answer anyway.
Oh my gosh. Blood is boiling at this point.
Well, what'd she say?
It's better be a good answer, Jeff.
Here's what Aubrey said. What do I truly think?
Uh-oh.
I truly think that I'm pregnant.
No.
And I don't want to be a single mom if that answers your question.
Because of the pregnancy? Am I reading into this?
That's what I read. That's what I heard.
She says, Danny and I definitely have fun together and have history.
Oh, that's always a great thing to build a relationship on.
A little bit of history.
Yeah, not great history.
Fun's
oh my gosh, Sophia.
But she says, but I want you to know, Danny and I talked about it, and even though we're not really close with you anymore, we would like to name our baby after you.
Exactly.
That's a keep your name out of my mouth type of situation.
The last thing she says was maybe we could meet up and I could show you ultrasound pics. I'd love to be friends again.
You need to pick all our jaws up off the floor.
What is wrong with her? Seriously, I agree. What is wrong with her?
She is fake. Yep. Like, she was so nice to you and considerate all those years ago and the whole time cheating behind your back. I mean, I am mad.
I can tell you so.
I think you just let it go. I don't even think you do anger anymore. Yeah, none of this is worth your energy.
Is that a no for meeting up to see the ultrasound pics of baby Sophia?
Definitely no. And I actually am so relieved that we did this. Like, I feel so much better,
so
actually.
I hope they don't want you to be the godmother, too.
Well, they're going to have to find a new one. But hopefully that gave you a little bit of closure Sophia. Thanks for being on with us. And text into 78592 if you have somebody from your past that you want us to reach out to.
Oh, my God.
You may not like what you hear, but we'll try and get you answers when we do your closure call. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.